مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, in which inshallah I shall be speaking about the life of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There are many virtues in sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he states that person, that individual who recites durood upon me 100 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall have written between his eyes on his forehead that this person is free from hypocrisy, that this person is free from the fire of hell, and on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall resurrect him, shall grant him a place amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly grant us the ability to recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in abundance, and then he grant us steadfastness upon reciting that durood, and he accept our salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. The سيرة, the blessed biography of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. We have spoken about many incidents throughout the life of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And one which I was not able to, and I did not get the time to speak about previously, incident is known as the Tahwil al-Qibla. This is very, very important. Tahwil means the changing of the Qibla, Madi viewers of Madani Channel. It has been stated that there is a difference of opinion as for the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam himself. Many scholars state that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would pray his salah, he would pray facing towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah. Some scholars have stated that no, before this Tahwil al-Qibla, before the order given in the Quran to change towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, to change towards the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rest of the Muslims, as well as the previous Anbiya, all of the previous Prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam, they all pray towards Masjid al-Aqsa. But some scholars, in order to bring harmony between the two, in order to harmonize the two sayings, they state that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he always wished for the Qibla of, you know, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah. He wished to pray towards the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah, and for this reason he positioned himself in such a manner that he would be facing the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah, but he would be on such a side that he would be facing the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah itself as well as Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray his salah. Now, because we mentioned salah, another very, very important thing, inshallah we'll mention after the Tahwil al-Qibla, which is that salah was made obligatory. We should all know when, in Rajab, during the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had journeyed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Jerusalem, then from Jerusalem to the seven heavens and beyond. So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his eyes in the state of being awake, and he was gifted with salah. So this is when salah was sent, my dear viewers, but that was initially only two rak'at. So yes, the Muslims would pray their salah, but for each prayer, yes, five a day, they would only pray two rak'at of salah. Later, my dear viewers, this changed. But first what happened? First, the Qibla, the direction changed. Why? Because when the Prophet ﷺ traveled to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, so now the two Qiblas were at opposite sides. So north, towards north was where Syria was. Now some people may be thinking that Masjid Al-Aqsa is in Jerusalem. My dear viewers, Masjid Al-Aqsa is in Jerusalem. It is in Palestine, but Palestine used to be part of Syria during that time. So that would be part of, you could say, nowadays Greater Syria. It would be Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, and Syria. These all constitute Greater Syria. So towards the north was Masjid Al-Aqsa, and this is north of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. The north of Madinah Al-Munawwara, there was Masjid Al-Aqsa, and towards the south, there was the Kaaba Al-Musharrafah. So now the Prophet ﷺ was not able to pray facing both of them together. It was either praying north towards Masjid Al-Aqsa, or was praying south towards the Kaaba Al-Musharrafah. But the order which was given was that Rasulullah ﷺ was ordered to pray towards Masjid Al-Aqsa. Why this happened? This is very, very important, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah, he migrated to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there were only the pagans in Makkah al-Mukarramah. There were only the mushrikun, those people who would worship idols in Makkah al-Mukarramah. In Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, there were also others who believed in previous prophets. In this case, in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, there were the Jews, there were those who believed in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those who believed in the Torah. So the Muslims prayed towards Jerusalem, but they were not the only ones. There were also the Jews also praying towards Jerusalem, my dear viewers. And in this state, in this case, or during this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam showed similarities between Islam and between Judaism. That yes, we too believe in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jews, they believe in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We too believe in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jews, they prayed towards, in their own method of praying, they prayed towards Jerusalem, towards Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Muslims too prayed towards Jerusalem, towards Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Jews, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, they fasted during the days of Ashura, or during the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. The Jews fasted. In fact, the Hadith Sharif stated, it has been stated that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this has been mentioned in many places, I'll take the narration of Sahih Muslim, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, when he came towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, فَوَجَدَ الْيَهُودَ يَسُومُونَ يَوْمَ عَاشُورَ. So then he saw that the Jews, they would be fasting on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. They would be fasting on the day of Ashura. فَسُئِلُوا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. So the Prophet ﷺ had asked them, they were asked, the Jews were asked, that what is the reason you fast on this day? فَقَالُوا هَذَا الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي أَظْهَرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى. So the Jews, they said that the reason we fast on this day is because this is that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and also the Bani Israel ala Fir'aun. They had saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the rest of the Bani Israel from the Pharaoh, from Fir'aun, my dear viewers. So for this reason, فَنَحْنُ نَصُومُهُ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ. So in order to show the greatness of this day, out of respect, out of honor, out of thankfulness, we fast during this day of Ashura. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. So then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم replied that we have more of a right over Hazrat Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام than you do. Why? Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was another fellow prophet or the greatest of prophets. He was that person about whom Hazrat Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام was told that he must love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that person whom Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told in the Torah that he shall come. He gave the good news to his people that they shall be the last and final messenger. And these are his signs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also ordered the Muslims to fast on the day of Ashura. And it was at that time wajib for the Muslims to fast. This changed during the second year of Hijri, during roundabout very, very close to the time of also the Tahwil al-Qibla. So what we learn now is that yes, initially there are all these similarities between the Muslims and between the so-called followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had emphasized and stressed the importance for us to differentiate ourselves. The importance for there to be a difference, to distinguish between the two, that we are Muslims, you are non-Muslims, we are not the same, there is a difference. So much so that he said that the way the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the way they would part their hair, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam had ordered us to part our hair in another manner. That they would fast on Ashura, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, do something different to them. What? Don't only fast on the 10th, but fast with one day along with the 10th. So fast on the 10th and the 11th, or fast on the 9th and the 10th. Why? So that way you are not doing the exact same thing that they are. Now, one of the most important changes which took place is the change of the Qibla. Subhanallah, really, the greatest possibly from amongst his changes was the change of the Qibla. Why? Because all of them, the previous prophets, they would all be facing Masjid al-Aqsa. Now remember, first, the Kaaba al-Musharrafa was built by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and 40 years subsequent to this, the Masjid al-Aqsa, from the famous Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that 40 years later, Masjid al-Aqsa was also built, my dear viewers. And the majority of those prophets, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sulman, so many prophets, they all faced towards Masjid al-Aqsa. So the Jews, they were proud that, look, we are facing the same way you are facing. You are no better than us. Whatever we are doing, that's what you are doing. And this is where change was brought. The Muslims were ordered to change things, and the greatest change was turning away from Masjid al-Aqsa and now facing the Qibla. Why? Because it shows that we are no longer the same, or we are not the same, but we are greater, we are better. And another thing it shows is that now our focus is turned and is towards the Makkah al-Mukarramah, is towards the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. And undoubtedly very soon the time comes when inshallah after 8 years, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, after round about 8 years or 6 years from this point which we are speaking, approximately 6 years later, the Muslims also take Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, how did this change take place? In that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would pray, he would be facing towards Masjid al-Aqsa. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always, he was wishing, he was longing to face towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah. So it said that he regularly did dua. That, you know, he would raise his hands to the skies. And a person would do this, you know, when he really, really wishes for a dua to be, you know, accepted, for a wish to be fulfilled. So he would do this regularly. He would always do dua. Ya Allah, you know, turn us towards Makkatul Mukarramah. Ya Allah, turn us towards our Qibla, towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah. So he said that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was praying in Jamaat. The rest of the companions were praying behind him. And even during his prayer, it said that his gaze, you can say, and that he was, you know, continuously, he had this in his mind that, you know, Ya Allah, and he was looking towards the skies, Madivi was. He was wishing to turn towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah. And that's when this verse of the Quran was revealed, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the verse of the glorious Quran that indeed we see you turning your face, you know, towards the skies, فِي السَّمَاءِ, you're turning your face towards the skies. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. So we shall face you towards a Qibla which you shall be pleased with. فَوَلِّي وَجْحَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now turn your face towards Masjid al-Haram, meaning towards where the Masjid of the Ka'batul Musharrafah is, Madi views of the channel. So it said that during this Salah, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had turned to the opposite end. First, in Madinat al-Munawwarah, they were praying north towards Masjid al-Aqsa, but now the Qibla had been changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered him to change. So whilst he was in prayer, whilst he was in salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had turned around to face southwards, and southwards towards Makkatul Mukarramah, towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah, because that was now the new Qibla. The companions, they also prayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They also turned their direction, and then the Qibla came towards the Ka'batul Musharrafah. From north, it became south. Now this masjid in which this took place, my dear viewers, this masjid became known as, is known as, many people would go to visit, this is known as the Masjid Qiblatain. Qiblatain means two Qiblas. So firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that one masjid, he prayed towards one, and then during the salah, he turned towards the other, and they were actually the direction. Initially, many years ago, in both Qiblas, you would see that the formation was such that it showed that that's the Qibla, and it also showed that the opposite side was also Qibla, but that was later destroyed. The north side was later destroyed, and the new Qibla remained as it was. And this is the reason why it is known as the Masjid of two Qiblas. Now, when this took place, it said that this really, really, this upset the so-called followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because, you know, first they were proud that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would face the same Qibla as us, and now he's just doing this, you know, just to oppose us. And the hypocrites, they also said things. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, revealed the verses of the Quran. The translation from Kanzul Iman is that now the foolish people will say, who has turned the Muslims away from that Qibla upon which they were previously, meaning the Masjid Al-Aqsa. Say you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that only to Allah belongs the east and the west. He enables whomsoever he wills to walk to the straight path. So this was telling them that whatever direction it is all belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can turn them to any direction he wishes. And then it was mentioned in another verse of the Quran, and O my beloved, we have fixed that Qibla upon which you were previously in order to see who follows the messenger and who turns back on his heels. And indeed, this was heavy, meaning difficult, but for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided. So So this shows another reason why the Qibla was changed. Why? Because Madevi was of Madani channel, this was a means of distinguishing the Muslims from the hypocrites. So if the Muslims were praying, the hypocrites may also pray the same way. But when the Muslims had turned their direction, now this was a different direction to which some hypocrites, those who did pray towards Masjid Aqsa, some hypocrites could not face that way. So this would show that those people, they were not true Muslims, but rather they were hypocrites, Madhavi was of Madani channel. So these were a few, well, in fact, another very, very important incident which took place. That's all for now. Please do try to take a note even, and even try to remember this message and pass it on to others. The seerah, try to study the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan. Ala habibika khayri khalqi kulli.